Okay, this is Joel Jessen reporting live from the Bite. It's Tuesday night. Our Amud of tonight is Amud Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Yud Gimel Bet just to do a little chazar from yesterday, from where Eitan started to do. Okay, so from the two dots, quoting the Mishnah, Ubeprakim Shoa V'chule, right? So the Mishnah says, right, going back to the Mishnah, right? So in the middle, during Kriyat Shema, if you're in the middle of the prakim, if you're in the middle of Shema Yisrael, B'chayim Shema, or B'chayim Shema and Vayomer, so you're allowed to ask, you know, greet somebody out of respect for them, and you're allowed to respond. So the Gemara asks, okay, what does it mean? What is the condition that we're talking about here when you can respond? Right? We the Mishnah already said that you can ask out of cover for someone, but what is the condition that for you to be allowed to respond? So ilema b'nei kavod, right? So if it's out of respect for someone, hashda mishal shayil. So right, we've established already that we're greeting someone out of kavod. Dure mibai. So is it? Do you have to say that you have to repeat again that you're allowed to return out of kavod? No, obviously, right? If you're greeting someone out of kavod, so therefore you're allowed to respond to them out of kavod. Ella show mibnei kavod umeishiv shalom mechaladam. So really, what it's saying is that you're allowed to greet somebody out of respect for them, and you're allowed to answer anybody. Anybody who comes and greets you. There's the famous story about you know, somebody who wasn't greeted, who interrupted somebody during Kriyat Shema, and they didn't respond. And some people say that it was, you know, that it ended up being Yeshu or whatever. I think the Gemara talks about it somewhere else. But it's one thing to greet somebody. You can, you know, you can pass somebody and not necessarily greet them, but if they come up to you and initiate, so maybe it's, you know, on a higher level to respond, to make them feel better about it. I don't know, but somehow the Gemara understands that there's a higher level of returning somebody's greeting. Okay. Ema Seifa, right? Okay. Okay, now consider the seifa. V'emsa shol bnei yira umeishiv. Right, so the same thing where we say that you if you're in the middle of the prakim, right, if you're in the middle of saying Shema and somebody walks by, so you're allowed to shol bnei yira. If you're out of fear, you're allowed to ask, say hello to them. Umeishiv. Right, so again, the Gemara asks umeishiv machlam mai. So right, what is the condition that you're allowed to respond? Ilim bnei yira. Hashem Mishal Shali, right? So if it's out of Yira, we've already established that you're allowed to ask out of Yira, Adurim Mibai. So obviously, obviously you don't have to say, you know, state again that you would have to that you're allowed to respond. Ela Mibnei Kavod. So therefore, it must be that you're allowed to respond to somebody out of Kavod for them, right? So we have. So just to go back on what we've established so far, so we said that if you're in the middle of the prakim, then you're allowed to ask out of kavod, and you're allowed to respond to anybody. And if you're in the middle, if you're inside the shema, if you're saying shema, then you're allowed to respond out of you're allowed to ask out of yira, and you're allowed to respond out of kavod. And wait a second, the Gemara is going to ask. Hainu de Rabbi Yehuda, right? This is exactly the view of Rabbi Yehuda. If we look in the Mishnah, who argues with Rabbi Meir? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be'emsa shol bnei yira meishiv bnei kavod v'prakim shol bnei kavod meishiv shalom v'chodam. That's exactly what we just said. So how is it? This obviously can't be that opinion, because we're trying to understand Rabbi Meir's opinion, and this is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Okay, the Tanan quotes the Mishnah. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emsa shoal b'mnei ayira umeishiv b'mnei kavod v'prakim shoal b'mnei kavod umeishiv shalom v'chol adam. So, how does the Gemara deal with this problem? Chasura mechsura, right? Really, the Mishnah is missing some words. What are the words it's missing? Ve'hachik tani. And this is what it should say: v'prakim shoal b'mnei kavod. Right, if you're in the middle of the two prakim, so you're allowed to greet someone out of kavod. Vein sirich lamar shu meishiv, right? And what the Mishnah should say is that we don't have to say that you're allowed to respond. Obviously, you're allowed to respond. We don't have to have an additional quote for that. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The missing words are ve'ein tzarich lomar. Right. Obviously, if we say that you can greet someone out of Yira, so we don't have to say that you're allowed to respond. It's understood from that. Rabbi Huda Omer, be'emsa shol b'nei Yira u'meishiv b'nei kavod b'prakim shol b'nei kavod u'meishiv shalom b'chol adam. Okay. Tani nami hachi akore et shma upagavu rabo gadol. Right, and this is exactly what, like we see in a Braita, right? If somebody's saying Kriyat Shema and is either his rabbi or somebody who holds a higher status of him walks by, Prakim show up mipnei kavod, vein zerich lamar shu meishiv, v'memsa show up mipnei yira, vein zerich lamar shu meishiv. Tivra Meir, so that's exactly like we just established. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, be'emsa show up mipnei yira, meishiv mipnei kavod. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're in the middle of the, if you're in between the prakim, so you're allowed to show, if you're in the middle of the shema, so you're allowed to greet someone out of yira, umeshiv and respond out of kavod, with prakim, and if you're in between, show b'mnei kavod, umeshiv shalom achol adam. It's exactly like we just established before. B'mnei achi tana dve Rabbi Chiya mi Rabbi Chiya, right? So achi, who was a teacher in the house of Rabbi Chiya, asked Rabbi Chiya, b'halav Megillah, right? So say you're in the middle of Halal and you're in the middle of Megillah and somebody comes to greet you. So what do you do? Amrina Kalva, so now he presents the two options. Either we could say Amrina Kalva Chomer, right? We could either understand it as a Kalva Chomer from Kriyashma Deraita. Posekhal derabanan Mibai, right? So obviously if we stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema, so therefore, which is Deraita. So obviously, Halal or Megillah, you're allowed to respond. Also, Ol Dilma, or you could say the opposite, Pirsumei Nisa Adif. Maybe the fact that right, what's the mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah and Amira Halal, right? The mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa. So maybe the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa is greater than. Then the respect that you should show somebody when greeting them or responding to them, and maybe in that case you're not allowed to answer. Amarle, right? So Rabbi Chiya responds to him. Posek ve'emikach klum, right? You're allowed to answer ve'emikach klum. Okay, so what does it mean ve'emikach klum? So Rabbeinu Yonah understands, right? Ve'emikach klum means that it only applies to when it says ve'im b'kachlum, right? And in this case that you present to me, there's no thought that you would not be able to speak, but only in this specific case, right? But what he's saying is that you're not allowed to start having a conversation in the middle of Halal or Megillah. It's only when somebody comes to you or right, it's in a case where somebody is either your rabbi or greater than you, but you're not allowed to go up to your friend and start just, you know, schmoozing with him. So that's what he means with Embekachlum, only in this specific case. Amar Rabba. So Rabba's gonna build off this concept of stopping at Halal. Yamim sheyachid gomer behen et ha'halal beimperik leperik posek beemsa perik eino posek. Right? Yamim sheyachid gomer behen et ha'halal. So what does it mean? Yamim sheyachid gomer behen et ha'halal. So let's see Rashi. Yamim sheyachid gomer behen et ha'halal. Shehu chovel chol adam. Right? It's a chiyuv on every person. Veheim echad v'esrim yom b'shana kedamim b'misachet erichin. Right? 21 days where you have to say the full halal. Right? So that's the 7 days of Sukkot and 2 days of Shemini Atzeret, so that's 9. Then there's 8 days of Hanukkah, and that's 17. Then there's the first 2 days of Pesach, that's 2. And then there's the 2 days of Shavuos, that comes out to 21. So those are the 21 days where we say full halal. So on those days, Bein Perek Leperek Posek, right? So if you're in between different sections, you're allowed to stop and answer someone or greet them. Bamsa Perek Eino Posek, right? But you're not allowed to stop if you're in the middle of saying that portion of Halal. the yamim she'en ayachid going behind the tallah, and on you know days where we don't say full halal like Rosh Chodesh. A few lemsa perik posik. If you're in the middle of the perik, you're allowed to stop. Yiniv harav bar sheva ikla legabe deravina. The yamim she'en ayachid gomer tahala. Right. So there was once a time where Rav Bar Sheva came in front of Ravina. It was on a day where we don't say full halal. Velo pasukle, and Ravina didn't stop for him. Shani Rav Bar Shiva delo chashiv ela de Ravina. Right, and that was that case. Ravina didn't consider Rav Bar Shiva to be on a higher status, so therefore he didn't see him as Yira or as Kavod, so therefore he didn't see a need to stop and speak to him. But in general, the Gemara is saying that you would be able to speak to somebody on a day where you don't say full hell. From the two das bamine. Ashina Tana Dvei Rabbi Ami, Mir Rabbi Ami. So Ashina, who was a teacher in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ami, asked Rabbi Ami the following question: Ha Shroi B'Tanit Mahem She Yitom. Right. So if somebody is fasting and he's cooking, right, and he wants to taste the food that he's making to make sure that it tastes proper, that he's going to eat it after the fast. So is he allowed to taste it or not? So he presents him the following two options. Right? So either you could say what's the whole point of the fast? The point of the fast is eating and drinking. And here when he's tasting it, so it's not considered eating or drinking, so therefore it's not a problem. Odilma, or maybe hana kabila, or maybe the point of fasting is hana. Vehaika, right, and in this case, there, right, even when you're tasting just a little bit, you're still getting hana out of it. A note on kabilala. So let's see Tosfot. Odilma hana kabilala. Hi lishna mashma demiri b'tani yachid shekabilalav. Right, it's talking about when it says the fact that he accepted not eating or drinking, or he accepted tasting. So it's talking about a fast where it's his own personal fast, but if it was one of the fasts if it was a fast of the Tzibur, so therefore this wouldn't be the case. So we're only asking about a case where he takes upon his own personal fast, and that's why there's this unclarity whether or not it's the eating or the tasting. That's the problem. Amarle, right? So Rabbi Ami responds to him, Tom Vein Bekachlum. So he's allowed to taste, and there's not a problem with this. Tananami Hachi. We learned like this in a, right. And just look at the Tosfot there at the bottom, Tom Vein Bekachlum. Perishu Benu Chanano. She Choser Polit, the Lochash Yifana Mina Tima. Right? Aval bola lo, right? So what he has to do is he has to just taste it, but he has to spit it out right away. Aval bola lo, right? He's not allowed to swallow. Afilu b'shar tanyod mishum hachi apolit enot zirich bracha she'enot nena. And we also learn from this that if somebody just tastes it without swallowing, so therefore he doesn't have to make a bracha. And that's what the bright is about to say, right? Tanyod mihachi, going back to the Gemara. Mitamat eno tuna bracha, right? Somebody who just tastes something without swallowing it does not say a bracha. Ve'ashroi betanit toim. Sorry, yeah. Ve'ashroi betanit toim ve'im kachlum. Right, and somebody who's cooking on a fast day, he's allowed to taste it. There's no problem with this. Ad kama. So how much is he allowed to taste? How much is considered just a taste without achila or shtia? Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yasi tamei ad shir revita. So they would. So shir revita. Rashi says revita lug. So right. So they would revis is the maximum amount you could have. Amar Rav kolonotin shalom lechaver akodem shiipal kilu asa bama. Right. Anybody who greets their friend before they daven, it's as if he turned him into a bama. So what does that mean? So Marsha explains, right, that davening takes the place of nowadays of korbanah, right? The fact that we don't give korbanah nowadays, so we have tefillah instead, and we know that it was usher to give a korban in the Beit HaMikdash if it was on a raised platform. So when you're substituting, when you're coming to your friend before davening and talking to him, it's as if you're putting him on a bama. You're turning him into your korbanot are being put up on a bama. Shneamar, because right we have the pasuk in Yishayahu chilu lechem mina haadam asher neshama bapo ki b'menach nachshavu, right. Distance yourself from the person who has right who's a living being because what is he considered? I'll decree, right, so don't read it as if you know what is he considered, but as it but you're a bama is he considered? We consider him as a bama. Ushmul amar bameh chashavto lezeh. Right, so really, you don't have to change it. All you can say is you can understand it like this. But how can you go and greet this person and not your creator, not Hashem? Metiv Rav Sheshi, so Rav Sheshi is going to attack this. But Prakim Shoal Mirek Kavod Meshi. We just had in the Mishnah. We were just talking about it. How in Kriyat Shema, right? If somebody comes and greets you, you're allowed to greet him, or you're allowed to respond depending on the circumstances. So, and this is before we formally come and greet Hashem in the Shemon Esrei. That's the davening. That's the tefillah that's considered of the greeting of Hashem. So, in this case, this is you're saying Shema before Shemon Esrei, and you're greeting your friend. Targama Rabbi Abba be mashchim lepatcha. Right. So Rabbi Abba explained that really it's talking about if you're not allowed to go and knock on your friend's door before davening and go out and formally greet him, but if you happen to pass him by on the way to shul or you see him in shul, you're allowed to say, you know, hey, what's up? But you can't go and knock on his door and have a whole long conversation with him before davening. Amar of Idi bar Avin, Amar of Yitzchak bar Ashina, Asur lo adam lasot chavso kodem shipal, right? A man is not allowed to do his own personal duties before he davens. Shneamar, tzedek lefanav, right, we have the pasuk in Tehillim, tzedek lefanav yelech ve'yasim l'derech pamav, right, so you should put, your service to Hashem before you do your own business. The Amar Avidi bar Avin, Amar Av Yitzchak bar Ashina kol mepal ve'charkach yosi l'derech, right, anybody who davens first and then goes on his way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh lo chavs, Chavsav Shneamar Tzedek Lefanav Yelech. Right, Hashem. Anybody who goes, who davens first, Hashem will help him accomplish, his own personal needs. Right, Shneamar Tzedek Lefanav Yelech. V'esam L'derech Pamav. Right, so if he puts his himself before Hashem, so Hashem's gonna help him with what he has to do. Yes. No, so when I think it's no, so right, so that's a good question. I think when it says when it's talking about your own personal needs, it means like your work duties or like things like that. But going to the bathroom is part of your waking up. It's great getting dressed is not your own is not considered your chafsav. I think it's more like business or things like that. Like yeah, okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, Kol. So anybody who will see more of this, dreaming, what exactly the significance of dreaming later on in the Masecha, but now we're just saying anybody who sleeps 7 days without a dream, it's considered bad for him. Shana Mar, right? The pasuk says in Mishlei, the Savea Yavin Bal Yifakedra, right? I'll degree Savea Ella Sheva, right? So don't read it as resting, rather read it as 7 days. Right? So anybody who comes to 7 days without a dream, it's considered bad. Amar Le Rav Acha Breda Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komash
Bia Atzma Divrei Torah. Anybody who learns Torah late at night at 10 o'clock at night, Vilan, and then goes to sleep right after, or, you know, a little bit after. And Mivasir Noto Besor Rod, right? Bad, evil things, Rod does not befall him. Shenemar, the Savea Yalin, Bal Yifked Ra. So he'll be, anybody who learns Torah before he goes to sleep, he'll be spared from Ra. And we will stop here.